Task 3. You're going to hear part of an interview with the writer Ian McEwan talking about his work. Read the statements below carefully and listen to the recording. For statements 1 to 9, choose the option A, B or C that best completes each statement. Mark the correct option in the space provided, as in example 0. Only one option is correct. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording.
The possibility of a nuclear holocaust obviously worries just about everybody who thinks. And you and Michael Barclay, the composer, wrote together an oratorio called Or Shall We Die? And the whole of that phrase, from which Or Shall We Die, is Shall there be womanly times or shall we die? Lines you wrote for the oratorio. Do you feel that if we as people took on more womanly qualities, gentler qualities, I take it, we would be a better kind of people?
What I do believe it very sincerely is that unless as a civilization we do take on, and that I'm talking of men as well as women, those qualities which we traditionally associate with the feminine, those qualities of compassion and of nurturing, then there is not very much hope at all for the future. Those qualities we associate with the male principle, aggression and competitiveness, clearly do characterize the way in which we're proceeding at the moment. So I suppose what we were calling for in the oratorio was a shift, and principally a shift that must come within individuals themselves, and of course principally within, among men.
Are you optimistic that this is going to happen?
Well, it's something that I like everyone else, you see signs of it among individuals and you think there's definitely hope, and then at other times you witness acts of incredible cruelty and your heart sinks and you think, well, maybe there isn't. So I do waver, and I think it's a lot to do with just what one chooses to look at.
I mean, you're soon to become a father for the first time, so you must feel this very deeply.
Yes, I think as soon as you have children in your life, your anxiety about the continued existence of the world redoubles without doubt, and it's for that reason that the oratorio was dedicated to my wife's two daughters, Polly and Alice, who are my stepdaughters. Yes, I think that children do make you feel terribly passionate about the world.
And yet, the children in your stories are, on the whole, pretty ghastly young individuals, I think.
Are they?
And most of your characters are very unsympathetic people. I mean, you don't write womanly stories at all. You write very tough and bleak stories.
I think the short stories belong to a time in my life when I was experimenting with all kinds of different things. I mean, the two volumes of short stories I published were written in my early 20s. And they're largely about adolescence. They're largely about the sort of rite of passage of that stretch of my life that was recently over. So they rather at some remove from the kinds of things that concern me now, although at the same time I don't want to sort of disown them in any way at all. But they definitely are sort of a younger man's story.
Are they, in a way, autobiographical, I wonder? There are a lot of young boys who are the central characters of your stories.
They are, in a sense, autobiographical, although not in the sense that I think most readers would assume with some horror. there's bits of me in there all the time, but in a very displaced way, in a way that I think all writers understand. They can't keep themselves out of their fiction. But I don't think, with maybe the exception of, say, First Love, Last Rites, the title story of the first volume, I myself did fish for eels unsuccessfully.
Is that set in Norfolk, where
yes.
You have had some part of your life?
Yes, but much else in the story is a complete fabrication.